From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Hurricane Ivan is now battering Jamaica. The storm has already devastated the island of Grenada, and it's blamed for more than 36 deaths throughout the Caribbean. Ivan is still a Category 4 storm, and its winds are whipping Jamaica's densely populated capital of Kingston. Nolly Moses is a freelance reporter in Kingston, and he joins us now. Nolly, it appears that the island is now feeling the effects of the storm.
It certainly is, and in Kingston, we're feeling a great deal of it. There are now tropical storm force winds here, and although the Met Office has reported that Ivan has slowed down a bit, it is still a Category 4 hurricane, and may still get up to a Category 5 before the end of all of this. The eye of the storm will pass over here at about midnight tonight, and that's when we'll get a little bit of calm, but until then, the winds have intensified. There's just more trees coming down, more power lines coming down, more reports of roofs being lifted, and much more flooding.
There was a major evacuation effort. More than 500,000 residents were told to leave their homes, but there are also reports that some families refused to leave because they were afraid of looting.
That was one reason. Many people, people just attached to what where home is, but a lot of people remember that during Hurricane Gilbert, which was 16 years ago, that after the hurricane, many places were looted, and not just businesses, but residences also, and some people are careful that they'll lose their possessions. In Montego Bay, there have been a few attempts at looting, but the police there say they've arrested a few people and they have it under control, and they're maintaining a strong presence in the downtown area. They're also coordinating very closely with private security agencies, and I expect the same thing is likely to happen in Kingston if there are any reports of looting.
There's major looting in Grenada after the hurricane left that island. What are they doing in Jamaica to tamp down on this problem?
I can tell you what the police are saying. They said they are staying on top of it. They've warned people that it's a criminal offense, and they will deal with them harshly.
One major industry in Jamaica is tourism, and I understand that all the aircraft were actually sent out of the country from the two major airports there in Kingston and Montego Bay. Were tourists stranded there? I mean, what's the scene at the airports?
Well, Air Jamaica sent its aircraft to the UK and to the United States. There are about 15,000 tourists here. Many of them wanted to stay, of course. Those who were stranded were taken to shelters if they were in seafront hotels that may have been unsafe. A lot of, I know, for instance, two of the large sandals hotels, they evacuated a lot of their people. Other hotels of the Half Moon, for instance, they have put all their people in their conference center. And hotels here in town in Kingston, at the Courtly, at the Hilton, at the Jamaica Pegasus. What they're doing, they're making a great effort to make sure that everyone is safe. They're making sure that people get well fed. And overall, according to the Tourist Board, which is coordinating efforts with the Jamaica Hotel and Tourism Association, they've had not too many problems. People who wanted to leave before the airport was closed, the airports were closed, left by different airlines, all of which had, including American Airlines, Air Jamaica, Air Canada, had either increased capacity or brought more planes in.
Just quickly, Nolly, the outer bands are now starting to lash at Jamaica. What are meteorologists telling the Jamaicans that they should expect once the hurricane fully bears down on the island?
Well, someone from the Met Office was just saying that that when winds are from something like 243 kilometers per hour, although there will be some fluctuation in the strength of it, but they've asked people to just stay indoors and to be in touch with the emergency services if anything happens to them. The lashing is expected to be greatest, you know, between now and midnight when the eye of the storm passes over us.
Nolly, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Nolly Moses is a freelance reporter based in Kingston.